Alan for Breakfast Catch-Up on Triple M. A jerk on one end of the line, waiting for a jerk on the other end. What's biting in the Southwest on Triple M?
Yes, that man is Holly. Always gives us a surprising reaction. How are you, Holly, this morning?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. How's the fish been biting this week?
Well, this week it's more the sharks have been biting, haven't they, I think, at the moment.
That's the general consensus.
What's the game with those?
Oh, mate, you know? I don't know, mate. I'm no marine biologist, but I can tell you they are biting. At least they were the last couple of days. But
yeah. Well, the second guy who got bitten, didn't he get told by the fisheries, get out of the water?
Yeah, I think that was the call. I think it was alert in place, and he decided to go for a paddle anyway. But, each their own.
Yeah, crazy, and especially a great white. They need to maybe let us attack the great whites again, and probably the best bait then would be a surfer, I reckon.
Oh, jeez.
City guys. All right, snapper, back onto the fish. Snapper off Monaghan's, guys. These guys are cleaning up. It's actually a race to get to Monaghan's before the sun goes down so everyone can get the best spot. But sometimes, guys, we all, shoulder to shoulder. One guy will catch, 90% of the fish that night, so just to make sure you're in the right spot, I guess. Salmon are still more so around the west coast, like I say. There's still a few schools getting around through the bay. My mate Scotto still trolls with his missus and his kids. They go from old Dunsborough boat ramp round to the Cape and back and nail a couple of salmon. The crabs are still around, guys. My mates have still been getting them, not getting their quota, but they're still getting a taste. I've heard a few squid getting around, which is a bit unusual because of the moon phase.
Mm.
It's like the dark side of the moon, but these guys are still getting a few squid. And the weekend weather doesn't look too good, guys. I think if you're going to go crabbing, it'll be the deadliest catch. So, tight lines, guys.
Thank you very much, Holly. Yeah, it does look like it's going to be a bit rough out there this weekend.
It will be, I think. Yep.
Yeah, also school holidays, I imagine, is a bit too busy for you, Holly.
School holidays, mate. I tell you, my kids are the reason some animals eat their young, I tell you. But plenty to do, mate. Yeah, but the weather's not looking too good. But there's lots of stuff to do indoors and bustle in the southwest, man. There's so much still around here. So, get out there, guys, and get amongst them.
Absolutely, Holly. Thanks for the chat today, mate.
Cheers, mate. Have a good week.
Daniel Lee, geez, he's had a bit of a week. He's was one of the many of us who did that massive walk from Bunbury to Busselton for Gimme Five for Kids, and he's back again from 2 o'clock with Out of Bounds, a two-hour show talking all things sports. Got him now with me, Mr. Leach. Good morning. We'll cross to you, mate.
Mr. Allen, hello there. Now, usually I'd be joined by my co-host, Alan Crane, who is usually here for our little early morning meeting. Unfortunately, not here today. Mainly because my breakfast cooking skills are obviously not that good. That is my suggestion. So I shall need to work better on that. What I can tell you is we've butted heads and we've got a big show lined up. Steve Lester is the coach of the Busselton Football Club. They had an amazing start to round one last weekend. A lot of people suggesting they're going to be sort of near the foot of the table. He and his team would like to say that is not the case. They beat the Harvey Bulls, who are fancy this year, so we'll chat to Steve Lester on the show later this afternoon. Also, Damon Lukens, who's the coach of the Bridgetown Football Club in the Lower Southwest Football League, they're going to have a big year this year. I reckon they're going to be vying for a spot in the grand final, maybe looking at a premiership as well. Bit of big build-up over the last couple of years, getting this side to where they're at right now, so we'll be catching up with Damon Lukens, he's the weightlifter. But we'll catch up with Damon Lukens and we'll talk to him about the team's success, at least from round two last week, and what they can expect this year. Also, we're going to be catching up with Travis Dernan. He is from the Southwest Slammers. A couple of weeks ago in our first show, we caught up with Courtney Bayliss, who is the captain of the women's team. They hadn't had any wins at that point. They've now had a couple. They're back on track. Men's team, they're zipped from six and they need some help. So, Craney, I have a feeling, is going to give them a bit of a rev up. And Travis Dernan is going to be the man to tell us how it is going to turn around. Last couple of seasons, Brian Vokal has been in the team. He is back this weekend, which is big news. He's coming back from Norway after playing basketball. And there's news on another import that is on the way too. Plus, Riley Day is a name you're going to be hearing a lot of in the next week or so, but also in the future. She is one of the up-and-coming athletic stars. She's going to be at the Bunbury Geograph Gift next weekend. We're going to have a chat to her as well in the show. So lots of guests. Don't know how we're going to fit it into 2 hours, Alan, but we will try our darndest from two this afternoon.
A royal wedding update. I've now got on the line our foreign correspondent, Jeremy Butterworth, reporting live from England. Good morning.
Good morning indeed.
Now, you're very excited. I think the whole world's excited about this.
Of course the whole world's excited. We are 29 days away from the wedding of the century. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry will be tying the knot.
Yes, very exciting stuff.
Oh, yes. It looks like Meghan is going to be quite the humanitarian that Princess Diana was with her latest show of charity, helping a poor Australian fashion label.
Oh, that's really nice of her. How's she done that?
Well, she was snapped with an Oraton handbag that retails at $300 almost the moment she stepped out in public. It sold out online.
Isn't that scary? Wow, what a lot of power she must have. I mean, $300, that doesn't seem like that much for a bag, but to sell out immediately, that is very, very exciting.
Absolutely. I mean, now I plan to get Meghan in one of my classy fashion items to boost its interest.
You have a fashion line, Jeremy.
Well, they are my classic range of my eyes are up here t-shirts.
I don't know if that's going to happen, mate. I don't think she'll be wearing that anytime soon.
Oh, I don't know, Alan. All you can do is try it.
Well, I guess that's all you can do. Well, Jeremy, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
29 days, Alan. Start the countdown.
Cliff Reeve actually used to rock the Rod Stewart hairdo, Aaron. Do you know that?
No, I didn't, but I'm not surprised.
I may have made it up. May have. I'll tell you what, bud. You need to brush up on your knowledge for 1993 if you want a chance to be eating dinner with him at Equinox. So let's do this.
Dine with Cliff at the Equinox in Busselton. Introducing new head chef Tim Meikle.
I got Adam on the line from Busselton. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate, good.
All right, 1993. It was a hell of a year. And some great movies did come out. One of those great movies included Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks as they starred in a rom-com together. What is the movie, name it for your chance to dine with Cliff?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, you've nailed it. You've nailed it, mate. Great movie as well. When was the last time you watched it?
Probably when I first met my wife about 20 years ago.
Yeah, well, mate, it's due for a rewatch.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all right. You're going to be dining with us. Thanks very much, mate.
Beauty, thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. Of course, introducing new head chef Tim Meikle at Equinox Busselton. We're going to experience everything that he's going to cook. We're going to be doing that on Tuesday night. We've got another chance for you to win it, actually, in about inside of 20 minutes, I'm going to say. So if you just missed out, we had a lot of callers. If you just missed out, hang about. 20 minutes time, we'll give you another crack at it. Jeez, I'm looking forward to it, but it's going to be delicious.
Probably shouldn't be looking at this menu when I'm this hungry, Alan. Wild mushroom risotto, grilled chicken leg, yellow duck leg, curry, all options in front of us on Tuesday night.
Put that away. You're getting distracted, Aaron. We know how you are with food. Mate, you know I like to do my bit, try and donate as much blood as I can. Day before, I donated a bit of plasma. You can do that once every couple of weeks. Did you know that?
I didn't know that you could do it every couple of weeks, but Indeed, mate, since we've been hanging out since the start of the year, I'm aware that you've done it a couple of times.
Now, I was there the other day, and there's a lot of waiting when you do donate blood and stuff. You've got to wait and make sure that you're ready to go after donating blood, so you don't pass out and that sort of thing. It's all about making sure that you're safe and whatnot. So I was sitting there, and I was actually donating the plasma, and it's a bit of a lengthy process, about half an hour, so I'm just sitting in the chair donating it. And there was someone sitting opposite me, and I've never, ever experienced this before, and it was such a weird feeling. And this, I don't think too many people are going to sit and go, oh, I relate to that, but I'm going to tell it anyway. I'm sitting there, and I'm looking across from me, and there's a guy talking to one of the nurses and assistants who are helping out with all that. And the person starts talking about something that you and I had spoken about on the show.
Hello. And as in, like, literally, they clearly listened to the show and then... Right.
He's quoting us.
Right.
And he's telling the story to it. And I'm just listening. I'm kind of like eavesdropping a little bit because I'm like... Oh,
of course, your massive ego would have loved this.
And so I'm listening. I'm like, what's this? Yeah. You know? Yeah. And he wraps it up.
Go on.
And she's like, oh, so where did you, like, hear all that? You know, and he wraps it up by going, oh, I just heard it from some tool on the radio.
Yep. So clearly the man's a good judge of character.
It's nice to be loved. Yeah, I'm like, yep.
Guilty.
So, yeah, there you go.